And our theme wrapping up right there, Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks with Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And it is program number 280 in that continuing series. And you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on the FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web as we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council Studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. We are Chasm. And yes, we're at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Current temperature is 7 below zero. Nice sunshine out there, but the wind's pretty brisk, so a chilly day to say the least. And again, I said it is our 280th program. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in right now and go to the phone line and welcome in Randy Jensen. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Yeah, good. I got you on speakerphone. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine. That's awesome.
Okay.
And, Randy, where are you at these days?
I currently live in Sartell.
Okay.
But I travel back and forth between Fargo and the Twin Cities.
Okay. Very good. And So are you the son of Jimmy Jensen? Are you the oldest in the family, or how did that play out?
Yeah, I'm the oldest boy.
Uh-huh.
From his first marriage.
Okay.
And, I have a lot of early childhood memories of all the bright lights on WDAY when I was sitting on his lap. And,
okay.
He was quite the musician.
Yes, he was. You bet. And we had Jimmy on the program some years back. Before he had passed away. Do you know offhand the date that he passed away?
Not right off the top of my head.
Okay.
But it was 4 years.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
And no. I was going to ask you where you were born and raised. Was Jimmy always from Alexandria? I know that's where he was at the end, but where were you born back, you know, in the beginning?
Oh, I was, my sister and I, my father buried his childhood sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was born in Moorhead.
Moorhead, okay.
And lived in the Fargo-Moorhead area most of my life.
Okay.
And got into music very, very early. And I just know spiritual DNA at work there as far as the being drawn to music.
Oh, that's great.
And music being the universal language.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's a proof that God exists, because music goes straight to the heart.
You bet. Well, how old were you when you started music? I mean, were you just a toddler, or grade school, high school? Where did you pick it up first?
Well, I picked it up first on playing drums on the sofa.
Okay.
And we had this great music teacher at Roosevelt Elementary in Fresno. And she said one Friday, she said, "I want everybody Monday, I want you to bring in a small empty Quaker oatmeal box.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have one, we will provide one for you." So then Monday morning, everybody brings their little Quaker oatmeal boxes. And that was the first day I learned how to drum.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And that's when I decided I wanted to become a drummer.
Uh-huh.
And so I had my first drum set when I was 12, and just practiced every day when I came home from school. I practiced until supper, and my mother must have been an angel to, you know, any family has to be angels if there's a drummer in the family.
Absolutely. Yes, I think my mother was too, because there was drummers in our family. There was 9 kids. They put us all through grade school band, and those first notes that come out of a horn or the drums, they're pretty squeaky, not too much consistency there, and yeah, you've got to be pretty patient to listen to that. So God bless those mothers, huh?
I tell people, you know, the thing about it is other people just have to tolerate your less than acceptable whatever you're playing.
You know? Sure, yeah. Sure. So,
but I ran into when I was 15, I was down in the Island Park. And in Fargo, it was a swimming pool down there, and there was this van that came through, and it had California plates on it. And this was right after the Beatles and the British invasion,
okay,
so to speak, was happening during that time. And I had to go meet these long-haired hippies coming out of this van, so I went over and found out that they were a group from Los Angeles called the Big Boom, and it was doing a Midwest tour, and all the members of the group were there except for their drummer, who was in Kansas.
Oh my!
So I said, "Wait, why don't you come over to our? We got a garage band, and why don't we get together and jam?" So our group at the time got a chance to play with these guys, and I had a chance to play with them. And the following day, they wanted to talk to my mother and fire the drummer and hire me and take me along with on this tour.
My goodness.
Yeah. So there was a lot of discourse you know, about a 15-year-old going on the road.
Yeah, I can imagine.
They were banned. But these guys, you know, they weren't into smoking marijuana or using alcohol. They enjoyed playing music, so they couldn't have been a better peer group to be around. Matter of fact, they were probably better than the peer group I had.
Sure. So I take it you took up their opportunity then, huh?
Yeah, I did, and those are some very, very fine memories.
I can believe that. You bet. So, how long did that last? Did you go on for a couple of years then, or?
No, that went on for the summer.
Uh-huh.
And the music scene was changing.
Sure.
And they wanted a full brass band. There was a time. I recall a band by the name of Church Keys.
Boy, I haven't, no.
Yeah, okay. Well, you may want to look that up sometime.
Okay.
But, you know, music changed, and I had high school to go back to, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Right now, about 6 months ago, my sister-in-law asked me to take over my dad's archives as far as music goes, so. That's a responsibility that I have that I'm working on, you know, filling orders as they come up. And so that's one of the things I'm involved in. And I'm also involved in sound production and sound design and music production.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to learn how to do it. In part, it was because, well, you know, after Dad passed away, I got all his electronic stuff.
Okay.
He had an old Roland digital audio workstation that he did all his recording on. It was 8-track, 64 virtual track, and it was really the big thing back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
And so it's an old analog machine, but we did a little bit of recording with it, and everything is digital now. So I'm playing on the computer and have a bass guitar here, and I'm able to lay down some drum tracks. And so I'm in the inspiration and creativity stage of my retirement.
Okay. And you retired from what? What did you do for occupation? What put food on the table for you through your lifetime?
Well, I was a professional counselor.
Oh.
For many years, I worked both in the public and private sector, and worked with extremely difficult clients. I worked at a juvenile sex offender program up in Mille Lacs Academy for about 10 years. As a caseworker and program therapist.
Okay.
But my last 10 years was with the Department of Corrections. Mm-hmm. I worked for the Special Services section, which basically I worked out at the prison in St. Cloud in the intake facility.
Okay.
Where all the new felony offenders would come through on a 30-day evaluation status, and there was like a team of interviewers that would help put a picture together. And my specialty was addictions.
Okay.
So I did that the last 10 years and retired at 55 about 10 years ago.
Okay, good for you, Randy. I got to ask you, before we get to the top of the hour here, just getting back to your dad, to Jimmy Jensen, did you ever have the opportunity to work with him on stage, to play with him?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. He owned this Hillside Supper Club north of Alec.
Okay.
And he was the house band.
Sure.
And my cousin... I think maybe 15, 16. My cousin said, "Hey, you want to go see your dad?" I said, "Yeah." So we went to see him at the supper club, and his drummer wasn't there that night, and he was playing this very, very strange drum set. It was called a Trixon drum set.
Uh-huh.
The oblong bass drum, and all the drum heads were different sizes, and so we jammed.
Awesome. Well, yeah. I know from the interview that I did with your dad, with Jimmy Jensen, he did a lot of solo work, especially at the end here, a lot of one-man band type things. But prior to that, he had a full band at one time down in the Twin Cities area, didn't he?
Actually, several. Yeah. Several different bands.
Okay.
But, you know, when you mention it, you know, for his generation.
Yeah.
I mean, he was tech savvy.
Yes.
He had the big Cordovox, and he had somebody put a MIDI unit in it.
Yeah.
So that he could pre-program in. You know, do presets and his own backing tracks.
Okay.
So that when he played, it was basically his own orchestra behind him.
Exactly.
You know, and so I always admired him for being up on the tech.
On technology back in those days already, you bet.
Yeah.
Well, if we can ask you to hold that thought, Randy, for just a moment. We're visiting with Randy Jensen, the oldest son of the late and great Jimmy Jensen, the singing Swede. And it's time, 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. And then we'll come back to you, Randy, and continue the conversation. All righty. You bet. So, greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market. And we are now entering the first week of Lent as Wednesday, March 6th, is Ash Wednesday. Of course, Lent has traditionally been a time when Christians and Catholics have abstained from eating meat or limited the amount that they eat. Not eating meat is a sacrifice or penance for most people. Hats off to those who in this day and age are disciplined enough to do this. Well, everyone knows that it is still important to eat and maintain one's health. The St. Joe Meat Market has a lot of meatless ideas for you as well. In the grocery department, you will find breakfast cereals, pancake mix, waffles and syrup, maybe a cheese pizza. In the seafood department, you'll find cooked shrimp, salmon, pollock, walleye, and sunfish fillets, and some breaded fish fillets. Also available is herring and smoked fish. And don't forget the eggs and cheese. The St. Joe Meat Market handles a wide variety of cheese from several different dairies, including Crystal Farms, Welcome Dairy, and Bongard's. My favorite flavor is the horseradish cheese. Yum. Some good stuff for sure. So as always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913. And a thank you from the gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. Randy, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market. And along with Chasm, we get that to you and hope that you and those around you and enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Well, that sounds good. And being in the area, we'll get that right over to you this week. I know your dad sure enjoyed his package when he was on back in the day and had nothing but good things to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I've heard good things about St. Joe Meat Market.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, great. So, at any rate, thinking back about your dad, about Jimmy Jensen. So, you mentioned, he was quite, I don't know how you would say it, quite the character. He really built this reputation as the singing Swede. But he played polkas, waltzes. He played all styles of music, too, didn't he?
He did. From Johnny Cash to, times when I would pop in and he'd be playing somewhere, or maybe my brother Jay was on the drums with him for a few years. I'd get up and he'd say, "Well, I'd like to ask my son Randy to come down." Every time he wanted to play Wipeout.
Oh, is that right?
By the Safari.
Uh-huh.
On the accordion. I always got a kick out of that.
Absolutely.
He played almost everything. I heard stories about, you know, he would listen to stuff when he was younger on the radio and go home and be able to play it.
Okay.
Straight away.
Uh-huh.
And I know that I know a little bit of that, you know, is talent, you know.
You bet, you bet.
On top of practicing and learning how to play a very difficult instrument, which is the accordion. And, you know, it's sad to see that it's not a popular instrument, and it should be.
Yes.
And there's some young people that are doing some absolutely great things with the accordion. One is Nathan Newman.
Yes.
Who I, you know, get him, if you can get him on the radio, because, you know, he's got a message.
Oh, yes.
The story of the accordion and where it's going. It's yep. Music lovers, you'd really enjoy it.
Yep. We've had Nathan on several times. He's quite the talented musician. He's probably the youngest one that we have that's really making noise, making a statement here in Central Minnesota. He's doing very well.
Well, there's always been a strong the accordion, it, you know, has crossed beyond certain boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about the polka mass,
yes,
and that being there are certain polka songs that were brought over here from the old country, and that whole cultural piece, I think, is important for people to understand.
You bet, that is so true.
And everybody is getting old, and not all the things that are passed on, the young people want to continue unless we make them important.
That's right. So yeah. True. Now, your dad did a number of recordings. Back in the day, he did. He seemed to pattern himself after maybe a guy by the name of Slim Jim. Would you agree to that? Slim Jim was kind of a Finnish or Swedish type of Norwegian type of guy. Sang in that style a lot like your dad did?
Well, my dad did it more on a parody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he liked to make fun of Swedes and the Norwegians, and, you know, and so he would start singing with the brogue, but, you know, he loved Ole and Lena jokes.
Oh, yeah. Drugs.
And so did his following. So he was pretty radical in some ways. I recall one CD is called I Can Still Write Your Name in the Snow.
Yeah, that was one of his later recordings, you bet.
Yeah, and for the viewers, it's just a picture of him with a bunch of, you know, in turning around, and there's a bunch of snow on the ground, and there's a name, Hilda, written on the side of the snowbank in yellow.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you know, that was stretching the boundaries.
Absolutely.
What was acceptable repartee, you know?
You bet. And then on the other hand, in his more recent years, he did a lot of gospel recordings as well.
Yes, the last 5 years,
mm-hmm.
his faith was so strong. He said what he wanted to do is resurrect some old gospel tunes. And where he dug them up, I have absolutely no idea. But when I listen to them, you know, they bring my mind and spirit to a campfire somewhere. I mean, it's just
you bet.
The songs that they sang over the campfire.
You bet.
That was passed on from family to family.
Well, we they're highly requested. A couple of them here. One is Far Side Banks of Jordan, And another one is On My Father's Side. Those two songs we get numerous requests for, very many, dedicated to occasions or maybe someone passed away or something like that. But people really like those songs that he came up with there.
Yeah, he and my brother Jay did that song together.
Oh, they did?
And did a video of it at one of his at one of his church activities.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a minister up in Alexandria that is, he's got the flame.
Oh, okay. And that's your brother Jay and his wife Rochelle, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. We should just mention the other siblings. So it's Randy and Jay and yourself. Are there any more?
There's my sister, Judy, who is the oldest out of all of us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was 2 years older than me. Close enough.
Uh-huh.
And we got Jay.
Yeah.
Well, Kim was born before Jay was.
Okay.
Yeah, Kim, Jay, we got Mark, we got, this is embarrassing.
You got to think of who they all are, huh?
Susan.
Yeah?
Susan and then my other sister that lives down in the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there was a handful of you then, huh?
Yeah. And at my sister Kim's 50th anniversary,
mm-hmm.
they rented this bar down in Dinkytown and had a band playing everything. And it was a big honor to her, but she actually honored my dad.
Wow.
So we took a picture of all of us kids together, and that was the first time all of his children were with him.
My goodness!
At once.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
Yeah, and we so we got a picture of that, and I had the picture made into a woven maybe 4x8, a woven blanket with our picture embedded into the blanket.
My goodness.
And so we had that at his funeral, and I gave that to my sister Kim. Mm-hmm. To
Don. Okay.
Story of the Jensens.
Sure.
The full story.
Uh-huh. Well, good. Well, our time has just about run out, Randy. But I'd just like to know a little bit about you yet. You're still playing music yet. What instruments do you currently play, and where might people see you?
Well, I mostly turn into a bear this time of year, so I hibernate a lot.
Uh-huh.
But I got a bass guitar, and I have a number of Roland electronic drums.
Okay.
And I have a six-string electric guitar. And I know just enough to make a crappy song sound a little bit better.
Okay. Now, do you do solo work, or do you play with a group or anything?
No, it's my goal in the next 10 years, I want to be able to produce one CD.
Okay.
And if CDs are still in, whatever is record, radio ready. But I want to carry on the tradition, and I think I have some good musical inspiration in me, and that's what it's all about.
Sure. And when you do perform, do you do your own thing, or do you try to play your father's music? Do you try to duplicate what he did, or what angle do you take?
Well, when I have performed, it's always been on the drums.
On the drums, okay.
Yeah, performing. Mm-hmm. And I haven't, I take that back. I performed up in Fargo with a group I knew that was playing the downtown circuit. They pulled me into a couple of songs, asked mm-hmm. me to come up as a guest drummer. But other than that, I have no desire to really perform.
Okay.
I have more of a desire to record at this time.
Sure.
And if people, when it's done, if people want to see it performed, then we'll work on that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, so I'm just a meld of all the musical influences in my life.
And, sure.
We shouldn't stay stuck into just one thing. Even though, I'll leave you with this: when I worked in the prison, I used to tell the gangbangers in prison that rap was not music,
uh-huh.
and they were not happy with me. And I said, you know, rap is poetry in motion. It's street poetry with a beat to it. But I learned to appreciate rap for its musical style, even though that's nothing that I would ever listen to. You know, music changes, and so do the tastes of the young people.
You bet. You bet. Well, awesome. Well, Randy, our time has about run out. I usually ask every guest if there's a memory that you think back about, you know, and most of the times the guest was performing. So is there a special moment in your lifetime with or without your dad that you'd want to share with the listeners?
Yes. That was the night that my cousin and I drove up to his Hillside Supper Club.
Okay.
And I played with him. That was very special. Very special, like it happened yesterday.
Awesome. Well, neat. Well, Randy, we're looking forward to you continuing to produce your dad's CDs so that they're available. I know I'm out of a couple, so I'm going to talk to you off the air. We'll get those arrangements made, and folks will be able to continue to purchase Jimmy Jensen music and keep that alive. That will be exciting. So with that, we're going to let you run. Thank you very much, Randy, for being our guest, taking time out to join us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Okay, great. Thanks, Si.
All righty. So with that, have a great afternoon. And there he goes, Randy Jensen, our 280th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. Don't go away. We're at 18 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We've got music coming up by Jimmy Jensen, the Singing Swede. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 280th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And Randy Jensen, the son, oldest son of Jimmy Jensen, the singing Swede, our guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. 22 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and we're at 7 degrees below zero here in central Minnesota. We're going to swing right into music by Jimmy Jensen, the swinging Swede, and start out with his Volume 1 CD. And this was a big hit for Jimmy back in the days, one called Nicolina.
To be in love was such an awful feeling, chose to ride it, will not disagree. I was so very fond of Nicolina, and Nicolina was so fond of me. I asked her father for a hand in marriage, and he answered in the strangest way. I never left the place in such a hurry as I left his courtship on that day. So I went home and wrote to Nicolino, my darling Nicolino, meet me soon. Meet me by the edge of yonder woodland, where I'll be waiting for you near the moon. 'Twas there I met the thing most disconcerting, the moon no greater glory could attain. The thing I met was Nicolino's pop, armed with the meanest looking cane. Well, my knees saw they began to tremble. I tried a run that never had a chance, and through the woods my feet began to stumble, while Papa's cane began to do a dance. So they went home and wrote to Nicolino, there's not the slightest bit of hope for me. If you can cure me of this awful torture, I'll end it all by jumping in the sea. Nicolina answered in a hurry, my darling boy, don't be so unwise. A suicide is nothing but a dumbbell, why don't we wait until the old man dies? So now I wait and so does Nicolina. We hope the old man kicks the bucket soon, and on his grave will flatten his remembrance that wicked cane he used.
Jimmy Jensen, the singing Swede, and that comes off of his Volume 1 CD, one called Nicolina. Jimmy did a lot of novelty-type songs. This is one that he did, one called You Gotta Have a License. And actually, this one is actually number two, one called Boil That Cabbage Down. This one is an instrumental song, so we'll get to the other song in just a little bit. Jimmy Jensen, the singing Swede, there with one called Boil That Cabbage Down. And remarkably, it sounds like fiddles in the band and other musical instruments. And actually, that's all done with the accordion, with his Cordovox. And producing that sound that gives you the song Boil That Cabbage Down. All right. Right now, we're going to get to the number three selection on this CD. It's one called You Gotta Have a License. Jimmy Jensen, the Singing Swede.
Well, me and Brother Sven was a-going fishing down by the river one day. Had a can of worms, a willow pole, a big can of minnows, and a lot of sourdough. Well, the fish was a-biting, and we're going to have fun. Then a big man came, say, I am the game warden. Chased me and Brother Sven away. Say, take him on a sack and I throw them all back. And the big man, he did say,
say, Jimmy, you say, when you need a license?
Well, you got to have a license. Yeah, you got to have a license. I asked him why, and the man replied, 'cause you got to have a license. Me drive on down the open highway, pass up a highway patrolman. If I go right along, I know I do wrong. Trees go by, and I think I'm a flying. Well, I sing a little song, and I want a lot of fun. And a whistle blow, and before I know, a big man roll my way. Pulling me down off the road, I'm shaking so, and before I know, the big man, he did say,
I told you once, Jimmy, you gotta have a license.
Well, you gotta have a license, yeah, you gotta have a license. I asked him why, and the man replied, 'cause you gotta have a license. I got a pretty girl and her name is Lou. She make me feel funny. I love that girl with a big lot of noise. She give me kiss, but she give no joy. Well, me pretty young and I want a lot of fun. She told me no and I watched my step. She don't want to be too gay. She said, don't, I told you a lot of times. And my little girl, she did say, well, you got to have a license. Yeah, you got to have a license. Well, I asked her why and she replied, you got to have a license.
Why, Jimmy, you say when you're at school you had to have a license.
Well, I thought I had a license here in the government department.
You better show it to me, because I've told you twice. I've told you three times.
I think I got one there someplace.
Well, you sure better show it to me,
buddy. Well, quit bugging me like that.
Yeah, sure. Yes, you better do that now.
Jimmy Jensen, the Singing Swede, one called You Gotta Have a License. 28 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We're at 7 degrees below zero yet here in central Minnesota. In the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours. Yes, they bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet each and every week at this time. Turco with all sorts of tours and trips around this great land of ours, all the big cities, the destinations, like New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. And, of course, they do an array of statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota. And they also do a lot of tours to the casinos in and about our area. Casinos like the Shooting Star in Manoman, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, Northern Lights in Walker, just to mention a few. Yes. To make that reservation, to receive a brochure, to get on board the bus, or to be on their mailing list, just give Dave and the gang a call, Turco a call, toll-free. It's 1-800-868-7261. 1-800-868-7261. Dave and the gang, well, they'd love to hear from you, so make that call this week. Turco, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet on KASM. Music continues right now, and Jimmy could do the polka music as well. He liked doing a good old-time schottische. Right now, it's one called the Johann Posnippen. Thank you. Jimmy Jensen, the Singing Swede, and one called the Johann Pasnippen. Yes, he did a number of styles of music, and all, like, this is all recorded by himself, all use of the Cordovox. Here's one that was a big hit back in the days. Everybody was snowmobiling back in the 60s and 70s. Jimmy came out with a snowmobiler's song. It's one called The Snowmobiler's Dream. Jimmy Jensen. Oh, and my CD player, I can tell, is not going to like this song. So we'll have to forego that one at this time. And we'll try that just a little bit later. Let's try, here's another novelty song, one called Belmont Street. Jimmy Jensen, the Singing Swede.
Summer's night, I met her there, and the moon was bright. She was so pretty, she was so neat. I fell in love with her on Belmont Street. 'Twas on a park bench where we sat down. The lights were burning all over town, and I swept her right off her feet. I sang love songs to her on Belmont Street. I wined and dined her, and then we danced. And as I held her, I was entranced. I was oh so in love, I couldn't eat. But she ate caviar on Belmont Street. The waitress come to present the check. She said, wait here and I'll be back. To see her smiling face would be a treat. For I'm still waiting here on Belmont Street. I cried my heart out, I've torn my hair. I lay hands on her, I'm gonna tear her body limb from limb. And smash her teeth and throw the pieces out on Belmont Street.
Jimmy Jensen, the Singing Swede, one called Belmont Street. And again, mentioning that the artist Slim Jim back in the days recorded some of these same songs, and Jimmy, very much in that same style, recorded them as well. 25 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we're at 7 degrees below zero. We had mentioned some of the gospel music that Jimmy has recorded recently, right before he had passed on. Had done a number of CDs, I think about four or five of them. He's got one called On the Wings of a Dove. Let's see, this one says Jimmy Jensen sings gospel. He did a Christmas album, An Old Christmas Card, that one is called. This one is called Roses Will Bloom Again, so that's a gospel selection CD. And, of course, What a Wonderful World, and that's the one we're going to feature right now. The second selection on this CD, it's one called On My Father's Side.
Just a young boy in the temple one day shared with the doctors. They were so amazed. Never had they seen one so young speak so swift. They asked him many questions. The conversation went like this.
What's your name, son?
On my mother's side, my name is Jesus. On my father's side, they call me Emmanuel.
How old are you?
On my mother's side, now I'm 12 years. But on my father's side, I've just always been
Where are you from?
On my mother's side, I'm from Bethlehem. But on my father's side, it's a new Jerusalem.
What's your plan?
On my mother's side, I'll be crucified. But on my father's side, in 3 days I will rise, and I'll sit at my father's side.
He was the Son of God, yet the Son of Man, and I can't help but wonder how Joseph must have fell through an old thin door that day. He heard his son reply. He said, "You see, I'm the King of Kings. That's on my father's side. What's your name, son?"
"On my mother's side, my name is Jesus. But on my father's side, they call me Emmanuel."
"How old are you?"
"On my mother's side, now I'm 12 years. But on my father's side, I've just always been."
"Where are you from?"
"On my mother's side, I'm from Bethlehem. But on my father's side, it's a new Jerusalem."
"What's your plan?"
"On my mother's side, I'll be crucified. But on my father's side, in 3 days I will rise and sit at my father's side."
Jimmy Jensen, the Singing Swede, and yes, off of his gospel CD, What a Wonderful World, one called On My Father's Side. Here's another one on this CD that's been very popular here at the Chasm. It's one called The Far Side Banks of Jordan. Jimmy Jensen.
I believe my steps are growing wearier each day. Still I've got a journey on my mind. The Lord of this whole world has seemed to make me want to stay. My one regret is leaving you behind. If it proves to be His will that I am first to go, somehow I have a feeling it could be. When it comes your time to travel, likewise.
And my CD player just not liking that CD, having trouble with some of those, and I've had that. I know it's going to need a good cleaning, so we'll have to work on that. So let's try another selection here. This one I think will go okay. Yeah, this one's called Your First Day in Heaven. Jimmy Jensen.
I had a dream, I must confess, I hated to awake. Dreamed I was an angel at the great pearly gate. St. Peter said, "Hello there, where have you been? We have your mansion ready, so come right in." He rang for an angel to act as a guide. I spread my wings a time or two and learned how to fly. It's a great, great moment, your first day in heaven. You stroll down the golden avenue. There are mansions left and right. You're thrilled at every sight. Saints are always saying, "How do you do?" Oh, it's a great, great moment, your first day in heaven. When you realize your worried days are through, you'll be glad you were not idle. Took time to read the Bible. It's a great moment for you. Thank you.
their great, great mom. Your first day in heaven when you stroll down the golden avenue. There are mansions left and right, you're thrilled at every sight. Saints are always saying, how do you do? Always a great, great mom. Your first day in heaven when you realize your worrying days are through. You'll be glad you were not idle, took time to read the Bible. It's a great morning for you. Well, it's a great, great morning, great, great morning. Oh, what a happy day.
Selections off of Jimmy Jensen's What a Wonderful World CD, and that one called Your First Day in Heaven. Coming up on 17 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. We are at 6 degrees below zero now here in central Minnesota. Got a ways to go to get to that 2 below mark yet, though. Another 4 degrees to make up, and it's already coming up on 1 o'clock. So not sure if we're going to get there or not today. So we're in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. Laverne and Kim Bizdock, yes, of Little Falls. And they would love for you to join their traveling family. So easy to do. Just pick up the phone, give them a call. Great folks to talk to, Laverne and Kim. And they'll get you signed up on one of these upcoming trips. And you're guaranteed to have a great time, you bet. So they are looking forward to the next couple of weeks, these big international trips. There's the Best of Ireland, the South American Adventure, and the Southwest Circle Tour. And those are all leaving now in March. Then in April, they have their 6th annual Spring Mystery Tour. Two buses going on that. It's a 3-day trip, just $369 per person, based on double occupancy, April 10th through the 12th. We visited with Laverne last week, and Laverne was very excited about this National Quilt Museum and Quilt Tour to Paducah, Kentucky. That's going to leave the end of April, 5 days in all. 24th through the 28th, $699 per person, based on double occupancy. Then, coming up in May, it's the Ark Encounter to Berea, Kentucky, Napanee, and Shipshewana, Indiana Amish Tour, all combined. 7 great days in all, May 5th through the 11th, just $1,099. Also coming up in July, it's the 26th annual Alaska Cruise and Land Vacation. And Laverne likes to say that this one is the granddaddy of all trips. So Laverne, very passionate about this trip, and a lot of folks have gone on that one and had a great, great time, including Cliff Mitchell. Cliff went along with Laverne 1 year on that Alaska trip, and Cliff had nothing but high marks, high comments about that trip with Laverne. And, of course, coming up in fall, the 31st annual Fall Mystery Tour, and there's a bunch more trips with details to come. So to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, to be on their mailing list, give Laverne and Kim a call. They're standing by right now. Toll free, it's 1-800-840-9211. So again, 1-800-840-9211. If you've got a computer, you can see all about these trips on the computer. Just Google www.laverne'stravel.com. And Laverne and Kim maintain that website very nicely. You'll be able to see and find out all about the trips right there, right on the web. Laverne's Travel, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we come up on 14 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 14 before 1. And we're going to move to another one of Jimmy's CDs, and this one is his Volume 3 CD. And music off of this CD, this one is one called Understand Your Swede, Jimmy Jensen.
Well, me and Brother Sven was a-goin' fishing down by the river one day. Had a can of worms, a willow pole, a big can of minnows, and a lot of sourdough. Well, the fish was a-biting, and we're going to have fun.
Then a big man came, say, I am the game warden. Chased me and brothers went away. Say, take him on a sack and throw him all back. And the big man, he did say,
say, Jimmy, you say, when you need a license?
Well, you got to have a license. Yeah, you got to have a license. I asked him why, and the man replied, 'cause you got to have a license.
And this is the same song that we had done earlier. And this one is under a different name. This one, Understand Your Swede, but actually refers to You Gotta Have a License off of Volume 1. All right, so since we played that one before, we'll move to another one. This one called Ingemar, Jimmy Jensen. And this is actually Gary's polka. So this CD in Volume 3, actually a duplicate to Volume 1. So I don't have Volume 3 along. So we're going to listen to Gary's polka right now off of Volume 1. Rousing rendition of Gary's Polka, that by Jimmy Jensen, the singing Swede. And yes, I remember now, this is all coming back to me, back in the days when Jimmy was still living. Jimmy had brought me a group of CDs, and of course, Jimmy did all the production work himself on these CDs. And he had an incident there in reproducing CDs where he had labeled them Volume 3, but it turned out to be Volume 1. So I got a couple of those back from people that had said it's not Volume 3, it's actually Volume 1. And so he replaced those. I happened to find one here that still was not replaced. So I don't actually have Volume 3 on hand right now, but I do have some at home that are the authentic Volume 3. Alrighty, so continuing on then with Volume 1, the Volume 1 CD. And here's one that Jimmy did, one called We Could. Jimmy Jensen, the singing Swede.
Hey. could know the joy that's brought to every girl and boy. We could, you and I. If anyone could ever say that true love was here to stay, we could, we could. When you're in my arms, I know that you're happy to be there. Just as long as I'm with you, well, I'm happy anywhere. If anyone could pray at night, thank the Lord that all is right. We could, we could, you and I.
Jimmy Jensen, one called We Could, coming off of his Volume 1 recording. And I think that's just fascinating. I never got a chance to see Jimmy perform, but the music that he puts out there makes it sound like it's a country band or a full orchestra. Just really, really neat. And he was doing that all as a one-piece, one-man band, playing that quartervox and getting all the different sounds out of that one instrument. We're going to move to another CD by Jimmy Jensen. This one was one of his later recordings, one called I Still Write Your Name in the Snow. And this one is one called Mountain Dew. Jimmy Jensen.
There's an old holler tree just a little bit from me where you lay down a dollar or two. If you hush up your mouth, then they'll give you a yug of that good old Mountain Dew. They call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my yug with that good old Mountain Dew. Sawed off and short, he measured about 4 foot two. But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. They call it an old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it refuse. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old. Had a brand new perfume, it had such a wonderful view. But to her surprise, when she had it analyzed, it was nothing but that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse heart. He ain't very smart. His IQ is just 22. But he thinks he's a wizard when he fills up his gizzard with that good old Mountain Dew. And he got it in that old Mountain Dew. And if that refuses, refuse. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Jimmy Jensen, the Singing Swede, and one called Mountain Dew. That coming off of his I Still Write Your Name in the Snow CD. Coming up on 3 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 6 degrees below zero, our temperature here in Albany. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. And we're going to do that with another gospel tune going to Jimmy's CDs here. This one, On the Wings of a Dove, is recording. And this one is one called Where the Roses Never Fade. Jimmy Jensen.
I am going to a city where the streets with gold are laid, where the tree of life is blooming and the roses never fade. Here they bloom but for a season, soon their beauty is decayed. I am going to a city where the roses never this world we have our troubles, Satan's snares we must evade. We'll be free from all temptation where the roses never fade. Here they but for a season, soon their beauty is decayed. I am going to a city where the roses never loved ones gone to be with Jesus in their robes of white array. They are waiting for my coming where the roses never fade. Here they bloom but for a season, soon their beauty is decayed. I am going to a city where the roses never fade. Roses never fade.
Jimmy Jensen, the Singing Swede, and one called Where the Roses Never Fade. And that one coming off of one of his gospel CDs, Wings of a Dove, it's called. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Takes us to 1 o'clock, already a minute and a half past the hour of 1 o'clock. Again, we're at 6 degrees below zero here in central Minnesota.